A 74-year-old Victorian man is going for gold for Australia in an unusual competition. Matt Calava is a tailor from the historic gold rush city of Ballarat, and he's heading to Scotland for next week's World Gold Panning Championships. Matt's originally from Bosnia. He's lived in Australia since 1980 and is the 3 times national gold panning champion. Matt Calava spoke to Cathy Van Exel ahead of his departure to the UK.
Well, World Championship is, event which goes for 6 days. And we start on Monday. We're going to finish the Saturday, the 12th of August. And that's when it's going to be a finals.
So tell me about how you compete in a gold panning competition.
Look, I've been panning competitions now since, 1999. So we had World Gold Panning Championship here in Maribyrnong, Victoria. And that's where I started really panning a bit more professional. Then in 2002, we went as a team of us, went to Japan.
What happens at a gold panning competition? What do you need to do?
In every event, there is 10 kilograms of sand in your bucket. Inside that bucket, there's from, say, 5 to 12 tiny pieces of gold. The whistle blows up, you know, say, yeah, start. And every panner starts panning at that time. You've got to pan out the sand, you put into, pick up the gold, put a gold in a bottle, shut the bottle, and wash the pan. In instances like in South Africa, we had to press up a stopwatch as well. And the world record at this time is 58 seconds. And if I get to the finals in Scotland, I hope so I can do my pan in 70 seconds. And I think if I do that, I've got a chance winning world title.
Are there different categories of panning?
Yes, they are different categories. They are juniors events, seniors, they are beginners, then they are veterans, they are team events. Then there's an international event, which is the 5 people participating. So in other words, I won't be in an international event team because I'm only 1 person from Australia.
What is it that makes you a good gold panner?
It depends on the speed that you twist it. You know, the panning a gold, we pan it more like a vortex, like a black hole in the universe. You know, putting heavy articles in the middle of the pan and throwing the small ones around of the edge. Otherwise, if you go too fast, you throw even the heavier articles, which they are tiny pieces of gold outside the edge of the pan. So that's why you lose the gold. And if you lose one speck of gold, you are penalized course for 3 minutes.
How small is the gold that you're looking for in this competition?
Probably 0.1 of the gram, maybe even less, 0.0.
So you need good eyes as well.
You need a good eyes, you need a good glasses like I do. I wear glasses.
So there's a skill in the way that you use the pan. Does it also come down to the kind of pan that you use?
Say like our traditional pan, steel pan that we have here at Sovereign Hill, they use it here all the time. That pan I pan different. To pan in a traditional pan, it takes me normally 4 minutes to empty that by 10 kilograms of sand.
How tough is the competition? How do you rate your chances?
My chances, if I don't qualify in the final, it's a zero.
And if you qualify in the finals?
If I get in the finals, well, then there's a good chance I might come back with a trophy.
Which you've done before?
No, I haven't done it, Tina, because my pen has not been modified. But now it's been modified because I spent 2 days working on my pen to get it to the conditions I think we're capable of winning a world championship.
You've won a championship previously, though.
Yes, I won Australian championship. I have won 3 Australian championships. I won 2011, 2012 and 2017.
Do you get to keep the gold that you find?
The gold is small, too small what we find. It's not worth really keeping. Normally, when I get a 12 pieces of gold and some nice lady looking at me, I just give it to her.
And do you pan recreationally?
Yes. Oh, yes. I pan for a gold in creeks and rivers and all these places, you know. But mostly these days, I'm using a metal detector. I'm a weekend prospector. And I go on a weekend, I take motorhome to the bush and I sleep in a bush. So I've been all these places there looking for gold. And I traveled 4 times to Western Australia.
Have you found the elusive nugget?
No. In the 4 times of visiting my Western Australia and a whole lot of this, I might have got about $500 value in gold. I spent the thousands of dollars traveling, vehicle, hunting kangaroos and all these kind of things.
So not a hobby that you're making money from?
No, look, it is a kind of event. It's like a, look, how can I say? It's like a golfer who I never win a premier.
Well, the World Championships start on Monday. We wish you the very best. Good luck. The country will be behind you.
Thank you very much, and thank you. It's good to have a country behind me.
We wish you good luck.
Thank you very much.
Australia's gold panning champion, Matt Calava, the only gold panner representing us at next week's World Championships, which has attracted nearly 600 competitors from 60 countries. Who would have guessed? He was speaking there with Kathy Van Extel.